It's Thursday, the 10th of April, 2025, and you're listening to Northland Views here on Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer reader in Flagstaff, Chuck Kaufman, bringing you news from the WilliamsNews.com website, News of Williams and the Grand Canyon. And today we have these headlines: South Rim Cancer Screening, April the 14th, Alan Duncan, a resident who leads with the Golden Rule, and park raises camping fees. Turning to that first headline, South Rim Cancer Screening, April the 14th, and this is from the 8th of April by Calvin Shoemaker. North Country Healthcare is having a breast and cervical cancer screening event at their Grand Canyon Clinic on Monday, April the 14th. A mobile imaging unit and dedicated provider will be on site from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. to conduct mammograms and cervical screenings, to where patients can do both screenings in a single visit. The April 14th event will also offer at-home colorectal cancer screening kits. Christy Boniella, Outreach Program Manager at North Country Healthcare, says a main benefit of the event is that patients in the Grand Canyon region won't have to travel far for the services. We work with insured patients, uninsured patients, and underinsured patients, so anyone from the community can access those services, Boniella said. It's eliminating multiple trips to a clinic, and it's such a benefit to them that they can stay local. The Well Woman Health Check Program from North Country Healthcare enables low-income, uninsured, and underinsured women to receive age-appropriate breast and cervical cancer screenings, including free mammograms, to those who qualify. According to Boniella, the program provided breast and cervical services to more than 1,800 patients across northern Arizona in 2024, 75% of which were uninsured or underinsured, and resulted in 5 cancer diagnoses. In order to be eligible for the Well Woman Health Check Program, patients must be 40 to 64 years old or have symptoms for the breast cancer screening, and be 21 to 64 years old for the cervical cancer screening. To learn more about eligibility requirements for the Well Woman Health Check Program, or to book an appointment for the April 14th event, contact the North Country Healthcare Coconino County office at 928-522-9404. That's 928-522-9404. Or visit www.northcountryhealthcare. And that's all one word, northcountryhealthcare.org/health-tips/well-woman-health-check. That's South Rim Cancer Screening, April the 14th. Our next article, Alan Duncan, a resident who leads with the Golden Rule. This also is from April the 8th by Doreen Holche. Williams, Arizona, is known for its small-town hospitality and old-fashioned values. One resident who exemplifies these qualities is Alan Duncan, a dedicated realtor who built his career on a timeless principle, the Golden Rule. "I try to treat people like I would like to be treated," he said. This core belief drives every interaction he has, not only with clients, but with all community members. Duncan has spent nearly his entire life in Williams, leaving briefly for college and work. He attended Northern Arizona University, where he earned credits in photography, business, and education. Early in his career, he taught high school photography and photojournalism in Ash Fork, working with students requiring individualized education plans, or IEPs. While he enjoyed the work, he eventually chose to leave teaching, citing the rewards and challenges that came with the role. Duncan earned his real estate license in the 1980s, but he focused mostly on teaching and photography until 2001, when real estate became his full-time work. He started his own company, Bankers Real Estate. Duncan credits his father's influence for the inspiration to go into business for himself. "I have the control to do what I want, and I get along with the boss," he said with a smile. Independence has allowed Duncan to run Bankers Real Estate with his values front and center, including honesty and a genuine care for people. For Duncan, business has always been more personal than transactional. He takes the time to understand what matters most to each client and offers steady, individualized support. "We emphasize a customer-first approach. Our mission," he says, "is simple. We just try to help people buy and sell their properties." His approach remains focused on doing right by others. "I've known Alan for a long, long time. All I could say about him is he loves Williams. He's always giving of himself to support Williams. He's just like his father, Marshall Duncan, who was just a great person. We need more people like him in the world," said former Williams mayor John Moore. Navigating the highs and lows of the real estate market hasn't always been easy, but Duncan has stayed the course by focusing on long-term relationships rather than short-term gains. "The 2008 downturn was especially difficult. I didn't make much money, just enough to break even and keep the business afloat," he recalls. Over the years, Duncan has paid close attention to economic trends. "It happened in 08, and it's happened a number of times before," he said, noting that historically, when home prices consistently outpace local wages, market corrections tend to follow. Today, Duncan faces a new set of challenges in Williams: high demand, limited inventory, a rise in vacation rentals and investment properties that make home ownership more challenging for locals. He continues to monitor the market closely. While he suspects another correction may be on the horizon, he acknowledges that predicting such shifts is never certain. To meet current demand and help buyers navigate the market, Duncan relies on a deep understanding of the local landscape and insight that comes from years of living and working in the community he serves. Deborah Grossman, an escrow officer at Pioneer Title Agency, shared her experience working with Duncan. "I became acquainted with Alan Duncan when I was moving here to Williams. We were in desperate need of a home when nothing was available. Alan dug deep into his pocket and found one almost completed, took us to see the home, and it was love at first sight. We became instant friends and partners in our real estate closings. Truly made a difference in my life. Alan is genuinely honest and professional. He's a highly respected anchor in our real estate community. He knows every corner of Williams and is first to learn when property becomes available," Grossman said. Beyond his professional work, Duncan has long been engaged in the improvement of life in his community. He's been active in organizations like Rotary and attends the Methodist Church. "I can't imagine living anywhere but Williams," he said, noting he was born in the town's local hospital. "Yes, William once had its own hospital," he adds. Duncan is not one to seek the spotlight. He prefers to let his work and relationships speak for themselves. Whether helping a neighbor, mentoring a colleague, or handling a difficult transaction, he remains dedicated to the principles that have guided him since the beginning. That approach governs his business practices. "If something goes wrong, we usually figure out a way to make it right," he said. Duncan's story isn't just about real estate. It's about a life anchored in community and doing right by others. In the busyness of life, where we can become distracted from what truly matters, Duncan's example serves as a reminder that strength of character still counts and the golden rule endures. That's Alan Duncan, a resident who leads with the golden rule. We'll turn now to an article by Calvin Shoemaker from the 8th of April. Park raises camping fees. Grand Canyon National Park recently announced an increase in camping fees for Front Country, Standard Tent, and RV sites at the Desert View, North Rim, and Mather campgrounds starting May the 1st. The rates for these sites will now be $30 per night, a $12 increase from the previous rate of $18. Senior and Access Pass holders receive a 50% discounted rate. The $55 a night rate for group sites is unchanged. The park says the last major rate adjustment was in 2005 and that camping fees help the park fund facilities projects and visitor services, including campground improvements and facility restoration. According to Grand Canyon National Park, there were more than 159,000 overnight tent stays and over 84,000 overnight RV stays in 2023. To make a reservation or learn more, you can visit www.recreation.gov. And that's Park Raises Camping Fees. Our next article, deadline near for Arizona Travel ID. This is from the Arizona Department of Transportation, also from the 8th of April. With less than a month remaining before the federal deadline for domestic airline travelers to have a federally compliant ID, the Arizona Department of Transportation Motor Vehicle Division has issued more than 2.5 million Arizona Travel ID cards. May 7th will be here quickly, so join the 2,509,977 and counting Arizonans who have already upgraded to the Arizona Travel ID. As of the federal deadline, you will need a compliant credential like a valid U.S. passport or the Arizona Travel ID to get past Transportation Security Administration checkpoints at U.S. airports. Without the Arizona Travel ID or other form of compliant identification, flyers risk missing an airline flight because the standard driver license may not be accepted. This federally compliant credential is distinguished by a star in the upper right corner and is available to Arizona residents as a driver's license or identification card. To get an Arizona Travel ID, federal standards require the following: proof of identity, a birth certificate or U.S. passport, Social Security number, just the number, not the card, two documents proving Arizona residency, such as rental or bank statements or credit card or cell phone bills in your name with your current Arizona address. You can walk into an office for this service, but we suggest scheduling an appointment at azmvdnow.gov. Even if you haven't activated your azmvdnow account, you can still schedule an appointment. You can also go to any authorized third-party location, which may be open later and on Saturdays. More information, including a full list of qualifying documents, is available at azdot.gov/travel-ID, all one word, travel ID, azdot.gov/travel-ID. And that's deadline near for Arizona Travel ID. You're listening to Northland Views here on Sun Sounds of Arizona with your volunteer reader, Chuck Kaufman. Remember, you can listen to Sun Sounds of Arizona programming either as it streams or at a time of your choosing by going to sunsounds.org on the web or by downloading the Sun Sounds of Arizona app from the Apple App Store for your iPhone or iPad, or the Google Play Store for your Android phone or tablet. And finally, you can listen to Sun Sounds of Arizona streaming on your Amazon Dot or Echo. We'll turn now to an article by Calvin Shoemaker. WHS students spend spring break abroad. This is from the 8th of April. Some students from Williams High School got to have the experience of a lifetime over spring break. Last month, a half a dozen Vikings visited Italy and Greece as part of the school's spring break travel abroad opportunity, spending 3 days in each country sightseeing, taking tours, and experiencing the culture. Stephen Boyack, an information technology specialist for Williams Unified School District 2, participated in the program for 3 years when he was a student at Williams High School and wanted to bring the extracurricular activity back to his alma mater this year. "I wanted to bring it back because it changed my perspective of the world," Boyack said. Organized by Education First, a globally reputable travel and tour logistics company, the trip took the students to classic cities like Rome and Athens and to iconic historical sites including the Vatican, Roman Colosseum and Acropolis, museums, and various sites of archaeological and cultural significance. Ryan Fowler, a senior at WHS, said the highlight of the trip for him was seeing the Vatican. "I'd never done anything like that before, so it was a big thing for me," Fowler said. "I don't travel often, so doing that was really eye-opening." Tucker Stevens, a senior, said his highlight of the trip was visiting the picturesque city of Pompeii, comparing it to visiting the Grand Canyon for the first time. "I'm more open to traveling now," Stevens said. Murray Moore, also a senior, said the entire trip was highlight worthy, from walking the ancient city streets to exploring the various culinary options. "I would definitely do it again," Moore said. Zella Amalarento, a junior who enjoyed seeing the Vatican, said being in the foreign countries was a culture shock. "Kind of opened my eyes to see just all of the ancient stuff," Amarillento said. "The world is a lot bigger than what I usually see." Evany Curry, a sophomore, said her highlights included the Vatican and Colosseum, as well as interacting with students from other American schools, while also getting to better know with current classmates. "I feel like it really opened up a new world for me," Curry said. "It would be really cool to go to school abroad. I didn't really think about it, but now I really want to." Exposing high schoolers to foreign environments and cultures is paramount, Boyack said. "For being such a small town, we need to have students engaging with other cultures and being open-minded and experiencing new things and using new currencies and seeing how other cultures approach the same problems that we see," Boyack said. "I think it's important for the kids to see there's multiple ways to approach life and culture and how we do things." According to Boyack, the trip was mostly funded through students' personal dollars, though some public school tax credit donations contributed as well. Students must be in good academic standing and not have any past disciplinary issues in order to be eligible. He says next year's trip will hopefully include stops in Ireland, England, and France. That's Williams High School students spend spring break abroad. Calvin Shoemaker also writes our next article, Films Bring River Community Together. This is from the 8th of April. The Grand Canyon River and Boating Community came together in Flagstaff on April the 4th for a night of fellowship and entertainment. The Orpheum Theater was packed full of Flagstaff Mountain Film Festival goers and members of the local river community who were there to see the festival's showcase of films capturing the Grand Canyon spirit. The festival's Friday night session featured 5 films, 2 of which were primarily set below the rim and on the Colorado River. The night of festivities began with the showing of a brief, dialogue-free film that put the audience in the perspective of a kayaker trekking treacherous rapids on the Zambezi River. Next was a lengthier film with a more local connection called About Damn Time. Recipient of the Spirit of the Festival Award, About Damn Time is an emotional tribute to the Grand Canyon's female rowers of wooden dories. An inspirational film mixing historical, environmental, and social elements. About Damn Time struck a chord with both the audience and Montana Gia, the director of the Flagstaff Mountain Film Festival. This film means so much to our community and the river community as a whole, Gia told the audience. Thank you to the women who are here today who really paved the way and did the hard stuff. It's not easy being a woman in a male-dominated sport. Next up was a film called The Life We Have, the Best of the Festival Award recipient. Tracking the life, struggles, and perseverance of a 48-year-old man living with a terminal cancer diagnosis who runs daily despite the odds of his prognosis. The film made everyone in the audience reflect on what truly matters in life. Having to speak after that film I knew was going to be hard, Gia said. That film is one of the most powerful films we have in the festival this year. It reminds me to really cherish and treasure the days that we have. Following intermission, the program continued with a showing of Ai Chihuahua, a nail-biting feature of courageous kayakers who brave the elements to descend a mile-deep canyon in Chihuahua, Mexico. The night concluded with Facing the Falls, featuring international disability rights activist Kara Elizabeth Yarkhan. The film tracks a high-stress journey of Khan's 12-day expedition across the Grand Canyon by horseback and boat in the face of a muscle-crippling disease, wreaking havoc on her mobility and challenging her psyche. A number of Flagstaff locals were involved in the making of the film, including Harlan Taney, a cinematographer and Grand Canyon River guide, and Justin Clifton, the film's director of photography and the festival's board president. Taney, who was a camera operator on the project and helped bring it to life, was asked in the Q&A portion of the night how he developed such an acumen for creating films in the difficult environment of the Grand Canyon. "Trial and error," Taney said. Lots of trial and error. Seeing things done the wrong way and then dreaming up and figuring out a way to do it in a way that works in a place that wants to destroy all the equipment we bring down there. To begin the night, Gia aptly explained why the Flagstaff Mountain Film Festival, which celebrated its 23rd year, continues to bring community members and filmmakers together in a creative environment each year. "We want to create these spaces for shared experiences," Gia said. "All these films you could watch on your phone at home, and maybe you've seen some of them, but what's special is laughing together, crying together, and having this shared space where we can start these conversations and hopefully make Flagstaff a little more joyful, make it more empathetic, and just share. Share with each other and actually have time with one another." And that's Films Bring River Community Together. Next, by Calvin Shoemaker from the 8th, Grand Canyon Music Festival announces dates, lineup. The lineup and dates for the 2025 Grand Canyon Music Festival have been announced. The 42nd edition of the annual music festival will take place across 3 weekends beginning August the 29th. The School of Rock concert by students from Grand Canyon Unified School District will be followed by a performance from the Bonafiglio group made up of teachers from the School of Rock program who will be playing a variety of blues, jazz, and more to kick off the festival. Nicholas Johnson and Friends, an ensemble of teachers from the music festival's Native American Composer Apprentice Project, will perform August the 30th with the Native American Composer Apprentice Project concert being held Sunday. The project trains Native American students in the art of composition and introduces students to classical music techniques. Northern Arizona University astronomy professor and pianist David Kerner and friends will kick off the second weekend of the festival on September the 5th, featuring Kerner's solo piano pieces inspired by the night sky. NAU professor and cellist Carlos Rodriguez will perform with colleagues on September the 6th. The Grand Canyon Music Festival culminates in September the 12th through the 13th with performances by the Manhattan Chamber Players, a professional chamber music collective that will perform works from well-known classical composers. Co-founded in 1982 by husband and wife duo Robert Bonifiglio, a harmonicist, and Claire Hoffman, a flautist, the Grand Canyon Music Festival is held at the Shrine of the Ages event venue at Grand Canyon Village. The two were hiking in the Grand Canyon and were discovered playing music by a park ranger. Out of that hike formed the idea to do a concert series, and the festival was born. That's Grand Canyon Music Festival announces dates and lineup. Well, that concludes this Thursday edition of Northland Views with news from the WilliamsNews.com website, News of Williams and the Grand Canyon. This is your volunteer reader, Chuck Kaufman. I'd like to thank you for joining me and remind you that you can listen to Sun Sounds of Arizona streaming on the sunsounds.org website and on the Sun Sounds of Arizona app, which is available from the Apple App Store for your iPhone or iPad or the Google Play Store for your Android phone or tablet. And finally, Sun Sounds of Arizona streams on your Amazon Dot or Echo.